Welcome back to Infinite Love. Today I want to talk about challenges and what we do in the face of them. I truly believe that if challenges weren't placed into our lives, when would we have the opportunity to grow? It's what we do in those moments that reflect the outcome of our future. Over the course of the time of my healing, which obviously is still ongoing, I've learned to shift my perspective a lot. In fact, when I look back at my past, I see the patterns. Instead of learning and growing from those challenging moments I was living within, I saw how the cycles kept repeating themselves. Not entirely the same, but with the same notion, the same outcome of living in this mindset that, why me? Why is it always me? Why is everything always going wrong? But you see, that's where I was doing it all wrong. Instead of living within that negative mindset, I could have easily saw the better of the outcome. I could have saw a learning opportunity, a growing opportunity. And although I don't regret anything from my past, it's amazing how I can reflect back and see what I was doing in those challenging moments, what I was seeing and what I wasn't seeing. Think about it this way. Challenges allow us to rise up, to reflect, to evaluate our lives, our situations, our emotions. And then from there, we can make decisions to better ourselves, to better our present circumstances, even our future. You see, if we were handed everything just like that, yes, that sounds amazing. But when do you find the time to grow or to evolve? I look at it like this. If you're always given everything you desire just like that, are you grateful? Are you appreciative? Or do you slowly expect more? I'm not just talking about gifts, but also about the growth within, mentally, physically, emotionally, and soulfully. Can you acknowledge that you are truly, truly grateful for these experiences? See, this is where I knew I was healing in those areas because I became more grateful for the journey and all of the darkness and challenges that lay within it. Because of my darknesses and accepting and embracing them, I began to rise up from those experiences even stronger, even more confident. And there lies the greatest gifts I could receive. Let me give you an example. Money. I don't value money the way others do, where I desire to have money at all times. I don't live in fear of never having enough money because I am abundant. I am financially abundant. I respect my finances. I respect money. I'm blessed to have a great job. I'm blessed to be able to do all these passionate creative projects because they are teaching me something new, because it's all teaching me. It's allowing me to grow. It's allowing me to heal. I'm able to give back when I can. You see, I don't allow money to control me. That used to be my life. I used to always live in fear that I would never have enough money for anything. And not even just the joys of life, but just simply affording my house, affording to stay afloat. I was constantly stuck in that fear until one day I realized that I love money, I respect money, but money is not my life. Money does not make me happy. I have to find happiness within myself first and foremost. I'm grateful for what money can do. Don't get me wrong, I respect money in that way. I'm humbled by the opportunities I have. Like I said, my job, my coaching career, they're all amazing. They've allowed me to do so many wonderful things over the years, like buy a home, take amazing adventures around the world, donate, give back, help those whom I love, without question, without fear. You see, if we place more value in the object than its worth is already depreciating, and we move on to the next fixation of, I gotta have this, to catch that dopamine rush. This becomes our cycle over and over. And we never truly align or feel connected with the happiness. Just quick gratification without the appreciation. Now let me share my reflection on the things that we desire to do. For example, travel. I desire to travel the world for the rest of my life. Okay, what's stopping me from doing so? It's that lack mindset that I no longer allow myself to live in. A few years ago, I was given a grand gift to travel to Iceland for my 40th birthday. Why was I worthy of such an extraordinary gift? That was the mindset I had when I received the gift. The trip was postponed 3 times due to the pandemic and then a volcanic rupture. By this time, 2 years had passed and our trip was set and my healing journey was pushing along. My mindset wasn't lacking and I was beyond grateful for such a memorable experience to which I continue to hold gratitude within my heart and soul for. You see, I also trust and believe in divine timing. What's meant to be for me will always be. And I know people will listen and think, okay, that's kind of crazy. But look at it from a different perspective. All my life, I was living in that negative lack mindset. That poor me victim mentality. Why is everything happening to me and not for me? Therefore, I wasn't creating the abundances I so desired. And now that I'm on this journey, well, I'm moving forward with my life in a more positive mindset. I see how abundant I am in all areas of my life. And what it boils down to is self-love. If you can't allow yourself to love you for yourself, for your darkness and your light, then you're not going to see those opportunities or abundances that are right there in front of you that you always had, but instead they stay hidden because of your lack mindset in surrounding yourself within negativity. We self-sabotage our own happiness because of our trauma, our wounds, our conditioned living. We grew up with this. We learned this type of behavior. But I didn't want this to define me anymore. If it's not working, then try it differently. Do it differently. Feel it differently. Believe in yourself. Looking back at my life, my surgeries, my depression, silencing my anger, unable to communicate my feelings, living up to what I thought was society's standards of strength, running from my darkness, avoiding and masking my core wounds, and self-sabotaging my relationships, all because of fear of speaking up for myself, speaking my truth that it may hurt or impact others. What kind of purpose was this? I was succumbed to my own darkness, drowning myself in the abyss of lack, unable to see my beauty, my worth, my heart. This was not what I desired for myself. Something had to change, and guess what? That was me. I had to face those challenges head on, and I continue to face them. The only difference now is I embrace them with love, with compassion, with an open mind, an open heart, an open soul. I don't run, I just sit with it all. And I process what I can when I can. I don't take everything on all at once either. If I'm anxious, I express it as I know I have the power, not let it have the power over me. I lovingly embrace my sudden flow of emotion and don't hide the tears anymore, as they are mine and I own them. I'm beautifully sensitive. I remove myself from people, places, and things that I'm not currently aligned with because I'm doing what's best for me, which is not selfish. It's self-love. Challenges can bring out your greatest strengths within you. You never thought you even had. The next time a challenge arises, don't fear the outcome. Embrace what is. Flow with what you do know and grow from what you have learned from the experience. Trust the process. Rome wasn't built in a day, and transformation is a beautiful journey if you choose to see it that way. The biggest lesson I've learned from challenges is not to rush the outcome, the process, all of it. I allow myself to go within and feel everything, to see everything from multiple perspectives. And yes, at times, I have to be reminded of that. Because who's perfect? Healing is forever. Transformation is forever. I'm continuously evolving every single day. And there are setbacks, there are bumps in the road, there are hiccups along the way. And that's okay. I'm reminding myself every single day that, again, if everything was handed to me, everything I desired, would I evolve? Would I transform? Would I grow? I highly doubt it. At some point, I guarantee I would lack gratitude. I would become so used to expecting everything just to be handed to me, never learning, never fighting the battles I need to fight, to learn the lessons I need to learn, to see things from all perspectives. And that's the key to challenges, if you so choose to look at it that way. Again, I'm not a therapist. I'm doing this healing journey all on my own. But every day is different and unique and beautiful. Even on the hardest days, I still lay in bed with gratitude. Gratitude for the lessons, because even though they didn't come right there, right then in that moment, eventually I was able to piece it all together and learn from the process. And then I was able to evaluate my feelings and my emotions and how I responded or reacted. And that's the difference. I'm seeing growth. I'm feeling growth. And I don't allow myself to get so hard on myself for the setbacks, because I do have them. In fact, this weekend, because this weather is wonderful right now, living in the Midwest, having snow days and cold freezing days, bundled up in my house, sitting within, and of course, the Wi-Fi goes out. So no internet, can't do my podcast, but that's okay. I was able to tackle other things, like cleaning. Not that I enjoy it, but it allowed me to do it. And I also found time to journal. But after a couple days of that silence, I was in my feelings, in my emotions. I was antsy. I was anxious. And I really didn't have any reason to be all those things. But I realized it's because I was going stir crazy. I wasn't moving around as much. I wasn't active. Whereas if I was at work, I'd be jumping around, dancing with my students, teaching, cooking, all those fun things, holding conversations with them, with the adults, being silly, being myself, being free. But living alone in a house, the silence sometimes can get to me. And it didn't happen right away, and it happened unexpectedly. So that's when I knew I needed to meditate. I needed to sit within and just feel whatever it was I was feeling, because I really didn't know I was feeling these feelings right then and there. In fact, I got frustrated with myself, how easy it can be for us to just attack our own selves. Like, oh my God, you're doing the work, but why are you getting so mad at yourself? This is disappointing. But really, was it? No. It was just a setback. Minor one. It was a challenge, but it was a challenge I needed to face to see where I was at, to see how I would handle it. And I handled it differently. I didn't distract myself. And yes, maybe I couldn't because I didn't have Wi-Fi, but I immediately went to meditation. I went to journaling. I went to reflection. I allowed myself to have my emotions. I allowed myself to feel. And after I did all of that releasing, then I carried on with cooking and more cleaning. And as I was doing so, everything kind of pieced itself together. And that was the lesson. It was the lesson to see my reflection, to evaluate where I was, to understand that it's so easy to get down on ourselves, to shame and guilt ourselves for no reason, only that was our form of self-sabotage. We were conditioned to do this all our lives without properly allowing ourselves to feel what it was we were feeling, out of fear, out of shame, out of doubt. So this time around, I wasn't ashamed to feel. I felt. I was having a sensitive moment. I'm allowed to. It's the winter season. It's quiet and at times lonely. But I knew I wasn't alone. I just was having a moment. It was short-lived. And then the next day was even better. The Wi-Fi went back on. I really didn't need it because then I went right into creativity. I went into doing things that I really wanted to do for myself. I was talking on the phone, socializing, having fun, enjoying life. So you see, you rise from those challenges if you so choose to. I know I did. And by doing so, the abundances came in. And you may think, well, what were they? Well, they were small but simple. And those are the abundances I truly love. It was the fact that I was able to process and understand and piece everything together without letting it get the best of me, without allowing it to take me out and make me so sad and depressed, feeling like I was going backwards. I wasn't. I was just being tested. And I passed. At least that's how I look at it. And again, everybody's perspectives are different. Everyone's journey is different. And that's the key, to be mindful. To be mindful for your journey, to be mindful of others' journeys. No two journeys are going to be exactly the same. You'll be aligned in the best way possible. But at times you might fall out of alignment, and that's okay too. Nothing is forever, but it does continue. Your journey continues and paths continue to cross. Some new people, some old people from your past. That's the beauty of life. You never know. As long as you don't hold expectations and just trust and let it all flow, it's amazing. And so are the challenges. So the next time you face a challenge, what will you do? Will you sit in fear? Or are you going to rise up for yourself?